Hi guys, welcome to episode 21 of No Rehearsal. I am here in the apartment. We have this set up together now, so we're not in the car anymore. I'm actually using my podcast equipment. We also got a new camera, so hopefully the quality is better and it's just gonna be a good time. So I also have a vlog up, which I've talked about how I want to start vlogging. Like, I've always filmed vlogs, literally, even if I just don't even post them, I'll just talk to myself. Like, I've done this forever, and so it's fun being able to like film a vlog knowing that I'm gonna post it. And so the second vlog I tried did go through. I know that I told you, like, but if you didn't know, I tried to film like one vlog, and then after I got all the clips and stuff, import, and so it just was like a whole mess and redoing. And then, like, right after I started redoing it, it started working. And then I was like, no, like, outdated. So, go with it. And then we can save more, like, talks and topics for the podcast. So if you have any requests, I'd love for you to send a few ideas for the next couple weeks. But I'm all ears. And I'm willing to do what I want. So, it's going to be about being an only. That this kind of only relates to those that are like have lived alone with a parent. I have siblings, and I have half siblings, and so I mean I do know what it's like living with other people, but it for a lot of my life, and so my like experience, I was just living with me and my mom, and so that's why it feels like an only child, and I am like the only full blood, you know what I mean? But I want this video to relate to like anyone. So I mean, this could be for if you have siblings, because you can leave a comment and be like what you think the reality is isn't actually the reality, or yes it is, but like blah blah blah, you know? Like, I would love to hear your opinions about it, because I don't really know what it's like. I mean, I've seen it, and in fact, when I would see it, I would almost get like jealous of like other siblings' relationships, because also my like half and step siblings are all older than me, which now we can be close, but like growing up it wasn't like that because the age gap, you know? And so I don't know, I would see like some of my friends having like close relationships with their siblings, or I don't know, it was more so just like when you have a sibling, you have someone to go through life with, or like a couple of different people to go through life with. Like, you all kind of are like forced to be built-in best friends in a way. And like, I didn't have that, you know? I didn't have somebody that was just there. I mean, obviously my mom, and I'm not dissing my mom for only having one child, like, or any parent for only having one child. I'm just telling you what my experience was like. I honestly always wanted a sibling, or honestly like two siblings, and I probably, you know, if I'm able to have kids one day, like I would want to have more than one, just so they have someone. And also, we've talked about it before, like I've always had a lot of anxiety, and so sometimes I would even think like I wouldn't have as much anxiety if I had a sibling, because it's not as much like on me, like carrying this weight or blah, 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 or figuring out what to do. You know, like I had to figure out how to like spend time by myself when I was younger, you know, like, and I figured it out in a lot of ways. Like, I was a big doll player. Like, I loved playing dolls, being creative with it. Like, we talked about this too, but I don't know. I think a lot of people kind of, I guess, like stereotype only children to just be like bratty and snobby. And like, that's not kind of where I'm going with this episode. Obviously, there is like a thing called like only child syndrome or something like that. And I almost named this video that actually, but then I didn't want to be like offensive, because like I know it's a real thing. But, that's not really where I'm going with the video, like not the bratty, snobby, like I need everything, I get what I want when I want it. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what kind of gets overlooked a lot with only children, which is just kind of like the struggles in reality of not having a sibling, honestly. And like that might sound dramatic, and I mean, I'm sure there's people who are like, you can have my sibling, but then I'm sure like the majority are like, I wouldn't trade my sibling for the world, even though I can't stand them. Like, I would love to just have somebody be mean to me and I be mean to them. Like, but I know it's out of love and I know they're not being serious. Does that make sense? Like, for example, I have two like guy best friends, Josh and Calum, and like, I know everything they say to me is out of love. And but like sometimes we might like get annoyed at each other like brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like really thankful to have that type of relationship because like I never really had it, you know, growing up. And yeah, and so then though sometimes I would be around people with their siblings, and when I say like I was kind of jealous of it in a way, I don't think I like made that very clear. Like in fact, I kind of tried to be in denial of the fact that I was like jealous that, you know, other people had siblings and people to experience things with, or if they get in trouble, they're not alone, like that type of stuff, like going through puberty, like weird, you know, it would have just been, I feel like I would be more comfortable if like I had a sibling talking to my family about certain things, you know what I'm saying, instead of just me being the only one. But anyways, I think like I was jealous of it. And, like, I would act like I just couldn't stand it. I would just be like, oh, that's weird. Like, why are siblings hugging? Like, ew. Like, why do they just, like, talk this way or, like, bond this way? Like, it's weird. Or, like, even just, like, talking in, like, voices, stuff like that. But the thing is, like, I do that stuff with, like, my boyfriend or, like, with a close friend, you know? Like, I'll be myself and be super weird and, like, whatever. And so I think it's just because I wanted someone to be able to do that with, honestly. And I didn't realize that until recently. Like, well, I've kind of known it in the back of my head, but I don't think I accepted it until recently. So I want to go online, wherever my phone is at, and I just want to see, like, if anybody, I literally have not even looked at this, but I just want to see if there's, like, a website or something that talks about things that only children struggle with. And I just want to see if it's like, is it stuff like, oh, their ego, or like a stereotype type thing, or is it going to be like, oh, like loneliness, or feeling like you're going to be abandoned because, I mean, you really don't have that many people around you anyways. Let's see. Okay, how should I look this up? What do only children struggle with? Okay, so definitely the results are the stereotypical stuff. So what comes up is like less social, overly sensitive, spoiled, not as great at sharing, parents are best friends, selfish, have overbearing parents, and talk to ourselves. So for these, like obviously they show up for a reason, you know, but I think like, I mean, I get it. Like, there are only children and people with siblings who struggle with this type of stuff. But I don't think that, like, that's, like, the hardest part about being an only child. Honestly, like, there's so much internal stuff that just isn't ever talked about or recognized. Like, all of this stuff isn't what I think about when I think about I'm an only child. I usually think about, like, oh, I'm not, you know, like, honest to God, like, I hate to even say this, like, I, you know, God forbid, but it's, like, I will literally think about stuff, like, when a family member passes, like, it's gonna be me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have a sibling to, like, be there, you know, that's, like, been there since I was younger. It's just, it's stuff like that, and or more bad things. And you might be, like, well, Ava, you know, why does your mind go to the worst or to the negative? And it's like, it's just the reality. Like, I'm actually not a very realistic person. I'm more of a dreamer, but it's the reality. Like, that's going to happen. And unless it happens to me first, you know? And so I guess it's almost like I'm trying to just accept it. Like, and I can do it. And I have God with me. Like, I don't, it's not that I like need anybody. It's just, it'd be nice to have, like, it'd be nice to have someone to just, I don't know, like, they knew how I was raised, like, we were taking baths together when we were little, now we, like, want to just, like, scream at each other, but then we know, like, Like, if somebody hurt me, like, they'd have my back. Or, you know, you have each other's backs no matter what. But for the, like, let's go through these and just kind of talk about the reality. And I know, like, all people are different. So just because my experience is one way doesn't mean yours is the same or anything like that. But for one, the less social thing, I can definitely see how, like, that would be a struggle. Like, just, you know, because you're not, when you're an only child or when you're growing up with siblings, but it's like a big age gap and stuff, sometimes you're not in as many like situations where you like have to talk and have to like just figure it out, you know, as you're growing up. And that in turn can cause you to be less social. Now, like, I'm definitely an introverted extrovert. Like, I can talk, I enjoy it, but sometimes if I'm just sitting there, you know, all day, you know, talking, doing it, whatever, like, that is draining for me. Like, I have to recharge by myself. And I don't know, I think that can happen no matter who's in your household. But I do also think it has, like, it's a part of the, like, less social thing, because, like, I was able to have my alone time, which I did, you know, move to school and stuff, and I didn't really have alone time then. But overall, growing up, you know, I was able to. And then the overly sensitive thing, I think this is just a thing I'd struggle with in general. I don't think it necessarily is because, well, maybe part of it, no, because, I mean, my family, like, I was raised very much, like, you know, constructive criticism. Like, yeah, I want the best for you, so I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, I'm going to tell you what I think, even if you might not want to hear it. And I appreciate that. I am, like, really sensitive, just, like, I hate that I'm really sensitive, but I don't necessarily think, I don't know, actually, because in a way I'm like, I don't think it's because I don't have siblings, but then I think it's just like my personality trait of mine and just things I've like been through. But then I think about it and I'm like, well, if I had siblings saying all this stuff or whatever, like, it probably wouldn't faze me as much. So maybe, I don't know. Okay. Spoiled, you know, I think that a lot of people are spoiled, and I don't necessarily think being spoiled is a bad thing. I think acting like you are and that you just deserve everything and you just expect everything, I think that's not a good thing. But I think if you have the means to, like, give your kid what they need and a lot of what they want, as long as they're not taking advantage of it, that's not a bad thing. Okay, we're not as great at sharing. So I'm one of those, like, even if it's, like, the last chip in the bag or, like, whatever, I'm going to be like, you can have it, just because I will feel bad if I don't. And I just feel like that's just a thing of mine. I'm not bad at sharing. I'm sure a lot of, you know, whatever people are. But, like, I think a lot of it has to do with how you're raised. Because, like, I mean, if I said, no, you can't, like, have that, or you can't play with, like, my doll or something, like, my mom would be like, Ava, like, she'd be like, Ava Lane, like, she'd be mad, you know, she'd be like, you, that's not the right attitude or whatever. So parents are our best friends. I love my mom. My mom is one of my best friends, but I don't talk to her about just everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like I said earlier, I feel like if I had a sibling that was also talking to her about some of the more, like, uncomfortable things, it wouldn't be as hard to. But since it's just me, it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't know. Okay, so, but what's bad about a parent? Like, if a parent is only acting like a friend and not parenting you, that's bad. But I don't think anything's wrong with being, like, you know, close with your parents and comfortable around them. And then we talk to ourselves. Yeah, I mean, I can't, like, there's no denying that one. But I think a lot of these results are about the only child syndrome and stuff like that. And so moving on from that type of stuff, I just want to bring attention and awareness to, like, the struggles and reality of, like, going through everything yourself, growing up playing by yourself. I remember I had, like, there's this basketball goal at my house, and I wasn't ever really, like, a big athlete or anything. So I would go out with a volleyball, play around, like, you know, bump the volleyball up and down, like, just with myself, and I would pretend that I had, like, a big family, and, like, I had them like named. It was, yeah, and I was like talking to myself for sure. And then it never really stopped. Like, I'm still vlogging and stuff, even if I don't post it. So, I mean, you know, I think like it's hard to, I think sometimes it can be good because you have your, like, you have so much room to be like creative and you have to use your imagination. And so, you know, that can be good in a lot of ways, but then sometimes your imagination might lead you to do some crazy things and then you're like, oh my gosh, like, do I have too much time to think, or like, why did my brain go to this or something? But, you know, in that time with yourself, like, I feel like I was really creative when I was younger, and I think that lasted till when I got older. I think I was always interested in kind of different things too, like, I don't know, like, for example, this is like one good thing about being an only child, because I mean there's pros to it too and cons obviously, but like, I was that child that instead of going to like Disney World where like the princesses were, I wanted to go to like New York where the fashion was, or LA where the acting was. And so thankfully we were able to do both of those, which was like super awesome. But if I had a sibling, you know, that might not have happened because we might have only gotten to watch Disney movies, or you know what I'm saying, like, I was really, I had room to kind of figure out what I liked when I was younger, and that was great. So, and I just realized that, like, as I was talking, but I don't know. I think that, you know, there are more pros, but I just think that if you are an only child and you kind of agree with this, or if you can relate to it, even if, you know, you're not, or if you're like, have a bunch of siblings and you're like, trust me, like, sometimes I wish I was an only child. But deep down, I feel like most people with siblings are kind of like, deep down, I'm glad I have siblings. I don't know. That might not be true, though. That's just my assumption. But, yeah, it's just a struggle when you're, like, kind of figuring out how to, like, entertain yourself, or, like, I don't really remember what I was doing before I could drive. You know what I mean? Like, now I'm like, what? How did I, like, what did I do every day? But, you know, I've definitely seen a lot of different families, and like blended families is definitely like, there are different types of families, you know, and blended families, a lot of the time it can work, a lot of the time it doesn't, you know, whatever, like combining siblings. When I was, so I have like a two half siblings and a step sibling now, but when my mom and ex stepdad were married, I had four step siblings, including me. So there's five of us. And, that was super different because, I mean, I had gone from just me and my mom to, like, four people, like, four other kids in the house, and a couple were older, a couple were younger. And so it was definitely different. It was definitely different, but, like, I think it's about, like, adapting and adjusting. That, you know, it's hard, to be honest. It was probably hard for them because I had my ways, you know, like, I had my ways of like tidying up and stuff, or like just, you know, if I was, I could just walk around the house like in a bra, you know, maybe I couldn't after that. So things can change, and it can be difficult when you have to, like, if your family gets blended and whatever, and you're not used to that. So it's like, yeah, I was able to have those like siblings that I'd wanted, but it definitely wasn't what I was expecting. Like, love them all, you know, nothing against it. It just, it wasn't what I was necessarily expecting. But I think it's that full blood that I was like really wanting, like, just you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a me problem, and I just deep down want somebody to like that I know has my back, or that I know, you know, we've grown up together, and we like, deep down, like, they'd always pick me, I'd always pick them type thing. But just because, like, it's a longing and a lot of people have it doesn't mean I need it, or doesn't mean anybody needs it, you know? Like, I'm doing pretty fine without it. Like, these are just things that I think about when I think about being an only child and how I've handled being an only child and stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, overall, like I said, there are pros and cons. There are more pros that I'm just kind of talking about this to just bring awareness to the subject and be real. Like, this is just kind of my feelings about it and opinions about it. But I don't know, like, if you're an only child, how do you feel about it? Do you wish you had a sibling? Do you like not having a sibling? Do you ever even think about it? Like, I don't know. Do you relate to any of those things, like on the phone, like the only child syndrome thing, or do you relate to it more on like the nobody's even thinking about what actually bothers me about being an only child way? You know, I don't know. Everybody's different. But I thought this would be a really important episode to make because honestly, I feel like most everybody has siblings except for me. And like my boyfriend doesn't. So he gets it. And we've talked about it before for sure. And like, I don't know. I think if you think about anything too much, you can go down a rabbit hole and you can just like get all twisted in your head, not know what's, you know, whatever. But just kind of like bringing it back to reality, like I'm very thankful for the way that my life has been and for my family and for the way it is, you know, I'm happy with it. Like, but yeah, I definitely would be lying if I said I didn't always kind of want and hope for a sibling, but I don't blame anybody for not, you know what I mean? Like, and in a lot of circumstances it's kind of like, you know, my mom and dad weren't even together long enough to have another kid, so it's like there's nothing anybody could do about that. And honestly, that's probably best, you know. I wouldn't want another person to like have to deal with all that, you know. Does that make any sense? But I love you. Make sure that you subscribe to No Rehearsal emails because that's how you get to know about the episode of the week the quickest. And you'll be the first to know about anything new and you'll get the newsletters and all of that. And I'll also still post the weekly blog just kind of laying out the episode. And this week when I was writing it, I was like, oh my gosh, like I literally don't. I said in the blog, I was like, we'll see what comes out in this episode because I didn't even really know when I was writing the blog. I was like, this just needs to be talked about. And there might be more that I wanted to say that I'm not saying or, but I mean, I tend to repeat myself anyways, so we'll probably hear about it again. I hope you have a good weekend or rest of your week or whenever you're watching this. And there's a form on norehearsal.wordpress.com of like contact me form. You can send video requests that way, you can leave them in the comments, you can DM me, you can do whatever. And I'll see you next week for episode 22. It's just so weird when I think about like 21 weeks, like this is the 21st week of the podcast. That is wild. Like I would make a video about time flying, but I feel like all I will say the whole time is like, oh my gosh, time is, you know what I'm saying? It'll just be like repetitive because I think about it all the time, how freaking fast time is going by. I need a sip of my coffee. I got a coffee at like 7 a.m. I was up that. Are you proud of me? Also, I'm going to try to go on a walk every day and I was going to start today. Should I still? It's like noon. I don't know. I guess we'll see. But I love you. I'll see you next week. I need to stop rambling, or do I? I mean, that's kind of fun, right? Okay. Anyways, bye.